I'm Tony Hendra.
And I'm Jeff Kreisler.
And this is the Final Edition Radio Hour.
30 minutes of sizzling satire with teeth.
Well, we all have a face that we hide away forever. And we take them out and show ourselves when everyone has gone.
Ever know what someone was going to say before they even said it? Hey, maybe a psychic. I'm Al Cassino, and today on All Things Long Island, we're joined by Teresa Caputo, star of the TLC show Long Island Medium. Thanks for joining us.
The pleasure is mine.
So, Teresa, can you tell us when you discovered your psychic abilities?
I first realized my psychedelic powers in 2010 when I predicted that I would, in fact, have chicken parm for dinner. And I did.
Impressive.
Yes. I just get these hunches, you know? For example, pick a number between 1 and 10 and visualize it in your brain noodle. Do you have that number?
I do.
What is that number?
6.
That's exactly what I thought it was.
Powerful stuff, Teresa. And now you have your own TV series in which you approach strangers in the grocery store, tell them intimate details about their lives, and relay messages from their dead relatives until they cry.
That is correct. Al, I have just written the answer to a question that has not been asked yet on this piece of paper. I'm giving it to you for safekeeping. I'll tell you when the time is right to open it.
You got it. We're going to the phone lines now. Lance from Massapequa Park. You're on with the Long Island Medium.
Hey, Teresa, I'm a big fan.
Okay, Lance, you recently celebrated a birthday in the last year. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Now, Lance, you had a great-great-great-grandfather. Am I on the right track here?
Yeah, you are.
And he is, unfortunately, no longer with us.
No. No, he's not.
He has a message he wants me to give you, Lance. You know that thing that you have been worried about?
Yeah.
Don't be. I think you know what that means.
Thank you. Thank you. That's what I needed to hear, you know? It's been a rough time lately. Been doing stuff, and things I shouldn't be doing, and thinking about, and other stuff. And things, you know what I'm saying? And now I don't have to kill myself!
Thank you, Lance from Massapequa Park. Next caller, Dennis from Long Beach. You're talking to the Long Island Medium.
Hi, Teresa. I'm calling because I was recently diagnosed with inoperable brain cancer and a rare form of malaria.
I know.
But how did you...
It's a gift. Now, Dennis, at some point in your life, you lost someone.
When I was in fifth grade, my golden retriever was hit by a Chevy.
His name began with the letter of the alphabet?
It did. W for waffles.
He is here with me right now, Dennis. He wants me to tell you. Your inoperable brain cancer and that other thingy? Don't worry about it. I think you know what that means. Your kids are gonna be just fine.
I don't have kids.
No?
No.
Al, open that piece of paper. What does it say?
It says no. Oh my God.
Oh my God!
I rest my case.
There it is, folks! That's all the time we have this week. Join us next week on All Things Long Island when we discuss the subtleties between the Cheesecake Factory in Ronkonkoma and the Cheesecake Factory in Jericho.
Sing us the song of the piano man. Sing us a song tonight. Well, we're all in the mood for a melody. And you've got us feeling all right.
It's time for Breaking Heads.
Oh!
Chicago Tourism Board readies Murder City campaign.
Overzealous security guard forcibly removes Jesus from middle school.
Ghost of Alzheimer's patient haunting the wrong house.
You're listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour.
In the wake of his momentous washing of two women's feet on Holy Thursday, Pope Francis I further stunned traditionalist Catholics yesterday by taking another even more controversial step. The Pope's chief of staff and fellow Jesuit, Don Diego Sinistra, made the announcement at a press conference today in Rome.
When he visits Brazil in July, the Holy Papa is going to marry a transgender Brazilian guy named Juan.
Father Sinistra, how long has the Pope been dating Juan?
He hasn't. The Pope thinks Brazilians are beautiful people, and he wants to unite the two biggest South American nations. So my Jesuit team found Juan last week on the popular Brazilian dating site BrazilCupid.com. We emailed with him and found him to be Papa Bile, Pope-worthy.
What will people call the happy couple?
Very simple. Mr. Francesco and Mrs. Juan Pope.
How does Juan feel about the marriage?
Oh, he's very pleased. He says it has always been his dream to marry a pope. He has only made one request, which the pope has agreed to. In formal public appearances, they wear matching hats. Juan particularly likes the traditional papal tiara.
Appearing on the Today Show, hardline conservative Cardinal Timothy Dolan of New York surprised some by welcoming the new pontiff's radical move.
Look, this says to these same-sex homosexual Catholics, especially in his native Argentina, where unfortunately same-sex marriage is legal, that he gets it.
He gets it?
Yeah, he really gets it.
Gets what?
At the same time, he's telling straight lay people that a married clergy is okay, at least for popes. Plus, he won't be bucking us guys in the Catholic hierarchy.
He won't? Isn't this a total reversal of its opposition to same-sex marriage?
Uh-uh. In the eyes of God, Juan is still a woman.
Not all the reaction was positive, however. Cardinal Andreas Salt is head of the Vatican's powerful but little-known Office for the Prevention of Progress.
Like other unreliable popes whose reigns ended abruptly, for example, John 23rd and John Paul I, Francis I may have to be cielified. This word comes from the Italian cielo, or heaven. It means when a certain party is transitioned prematurely to the next life. Happily, cielification is frequently the first step toward sainthood.
Do you like bacon?
Sure, sometimes.
Then come on and get your big, beefy bacon burger at Burger Busters. You get bacon, cheese, more bacon, a big, beefy burger containing bacon, cheese again, bacon again, and two big bacon buns. Then you wash it down with bacon cola and a side of fried cheese with bacon.
Do you have anything vegetarian?
Sure, we have Thai salad with papaya and lime juice and bacon. It comes with a side of bacon orange juice and a bacon blueberry smoothie and bacon ice cubes and bacon Canadian bacon.
What if I don't want bacon?
Too bad! By order of the U.S. Congress, all food must now contain bacon!
What?
That's right! They couldn't pass filibuster reform, but they passed this!
This is a nightmare!
So come on down to Burger Busters for your federally mandated diet of bacon! Eat the goddamn bacon!
I'm Stone Peck. Welcome to Lost Causes. Tonight we talk about gun control and why we can't get it. The NRA says guns should be taken out of the hands of criminals and put in the hands of law-abiding citizens. Joining me tonight is a special panel of experts.
I'm Howard, and I'm an armed robber.
I'm Faith, and I'm an accessory to murder.
I'm Sammy, and I'm what you'd call a hitman.
Good to have you with us. Howard, you use guns in your line of work, right?
Oh, well, I wouldn't be much of an armed robber without arms, would I?
But do you really have to use a gun?
Well, I can't pull a bank job with a Swiss Army knife. I mean, I can, but by the time I get past the can opener, the screwdriver, a wire stripper, a key ring and tweezers, they've called the police, and I'm looking at 20 years in jail.
So you need some kind of firearm.
Yeah. Something to wave around, shoot in the air, point at people, that kind of thing.
Faith,
You also work with arms?
Not directly. As an accessory, I work with the people who work with guns.
So, okay, in any given murder, you don't do the actual killing?
No. I know about the killing, but the trigger pulling is done by the murderer.
So you're not actually a criminal, but a friend of the criminal?
Oh no, I'm a criminal. Accessory isn't glamorous, but it is illegal.
Okay, so as a lawbreaker yourself, you object to the NRA's demonization of murderers?
Stone, murderers tend to murder one, maybe two people at a time. Not like these law-abiding citizens with their Bushmaster 223 semi-automatic rifles who can kill large numbers of people almost instantly.
Who needs to kill that many? It's outrageous.
Sammy the Hitman, you're saying that even a contract killer can't believe the huge amount of firepower available to the public?
Yo, why should I have to enter witness protection for killing fewer people in 20 years than one nut job does in 5 minutes?
We formed our own organization to fight the NRA, the NCA.
The National Criminal Association.
Not to be confused with the NCAA.
Although what they do can be criminal, too.
Yeah.
We want assault weapons taken out of the hands of law-abiding citizens and put back in the hands of criminals who know how to use them.
So you're saying that law-abiding citizens don't commit crimes, criminals do?
Exactly.
And that's a good thing?
No, it's a fucked up thing.
We're saying, leave the crimes to us, okay?
Yeah, when we commit a crime, it makes sense. Like this. Stone, give me your wallet and your watch, and you won't get hurt!
I see what you're saying. That's all the time we have.
No, Stone, give me your wallet and your watch!
Is this an armed robbery?
Yes!
But you don't have a gun.
I told you, you left it in the car.
Wait. I got a Swiss Army knife. A corkscrew, can't open it.
This'll take him some time. For the final edition, I'm Stone
can't
Peck.
Can't open a screwdriver, wire stripper, key ring.
It's time for Breaking Heads.
Brave Alaska congressman restores dignity to racial slur.
Israel reports thousands of guns missing after Obama's recent visit.
Cardinals admit they got Pope choice wrong.
Welcome to Sunrise Meditation. I'm Amelia, and we're going to begin our day in peace and energy. Start in the lotus position. Let the tension flow through your fingertips and out through your body. It's all peace. It's all quiet. It's all too quiet. Computer, initiate security sequence 14C.
Sequence 14C. Initiated.
All right. We're in total lockdown. All that inner peace is a sure sign that something is wrong. But this should buy us some time to complete the meditation. Now quickly locate your center.
Too late, Amelia. I located your center first.
My arch nemesis, the evil meditation master, David. How did you get past the guards?
I isolated their chi. Then I shot him. My shock troops are taking care of the rest.
The resistance fighters are melting away. Like all your earthly cares.
Everybody remain calm. Inhale through your nose and out through your mouth. Ha, 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 ha. Release tension with each exhale. Ha, 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 ha.
You'll never get away with this, David.
If you scream for help and no one hears you, do you make a sound?
All right, David, this is the FBI. Put your hands up or we'll make you one with the universe.
The cops. The confounded yin to my yang.
That's right. It was a setup the whole time.
I prefer to think of it as the universe experiencing itself.
Tell it to the judge.
I sentence you to eternity, which, of course, is the same sentence for us all. Except you'll be spending 30 years of it in the state penitentiary.
Yet, in a more important sense, I will be spending those 30 years in the universe.
Yet in an even more important sense, you will be spending them in a very confined part of the universe in upstate New York.
Why do you have to be such a dick about this?
And that is our sunrise meditation. Tomorrow we will explore guided visualization, and we will get ready to do battle with Mr. Freeze.
You're listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour. Visit thefinaledition.com every day for more sizzling satire with teeth.
Welcome to the Supremes, the Final Edition Radio Hour's look at the highest court in the land. Joining me are three Supreme Court justices, Clarence Thomas, Antonin Scalia, and Elena Kagan. All eyes are on you and your colleagues as you hear arguments for and against gay marriage. Where do you stand on this issue, Justice Kagan?
No brainer. I'm in favor of it.
Justice Thomas?
I don't know. I might be in favor. I might not be.
And Justice Scalia?
Well, I'm an asshole.
Fair enough. Justices, 40 states currently don't allow same-sex marriage, but 49% of the American people say they support it. Is this an idea whose time has come?
I believe that marriage is only legal between one asshole and another asshole.
I think one partner can be an asshole, but the other can be an assistant in his office.
Can you believe I have to rule on constitutional law with these dipshits?
I'm not a dipshit. I'm an asshole.
You're in a position to give millions of people freedom they've never had. To become full members of society, to become part of the American dream. How does that make you feel?
Same-sex couples contribute to society the same as anyone else and should get the same benefits and social standing. Gay marriage doesn't threaten straight marriage.
Well, let's say I was married to a gay woman, and I went up to her and said, "Who put a pubic hair in my Coke?" It might not go over as well as it did with a straight woman.
Justice Thomas, you can't marry a gay woman.
I'm saying hypothetically. I know I'm already married to a woman who violates ethics.
Justice Thomas, a straight man can't marry a gay woman.
Isn't that what we're trying to decide?
Look, I'm an asshole. He's the dipshit.
Same-sex marriage is legal in Connecticut, Iowa, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New York, Vermont, Washington, and the District of Columbia. Will you be looking at the experience of those states?
There are also state laws against masturbation, adultery, fornication, prostitution, and obscenity.
What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know. It sounds good. What, are you the only one who can list things?
He's an asshole.
Finally, we agree on something!
Justice Kagan, who put a pubic hair on my Coke?
He does this every day.
See, I don't think it would work as good if she were gay.
How do you geniuses ever get around to judicial review?
We have a Chief Justice!
My wife takes money from the Heritage Foundation.
I wait for them to fall asleep.
From all of us at the Final Edition Radio Hour, stay constitutional.
It's time for Breaking Heads.
Oh!
Ex-CIA operative wishes he had learned just a little bit of Arabic.
Female MMA fighter, pretty handy in the kitchen, too.
Everyone sues to block release of Donald Trump sex video.
Tree Haven Police Department instructional video number 16, how to find and arrest big-time teenage drug dealers. Welcome to this instructional video. Each of you has been chosen to go undercover at the local high school because of your youthful looks and shallow, reckless rookie ambition. Now, when you first arrive at the school, The drug dealers may not be the people who actually sell the drugs, since they may not be willing to sell the drugs to you. Instead, your dealers may be lonely kids who have trouble making friends.
Hey, you don't seem to have any friends. Why's that?
I'm mildly autistic.
You know where to get pot?
No, I can't tinker with my medication.
Another way to uncover a drug dealer is to wait for an awkward teenager to become sexually attracted to you.
Hey! So you just transferred to this school, huh?
So do you sell ecstasy?
Yeah, sure! I'm cool!
Both of these officers have made a good start. Now they need to apply peer pressure, which, as we know, is the cause of all drug use.
Guess you haven't had a lot of friends before, because real friends come through with weed.
I'm asking around to see who has it, but I have a social anxiety disorder, and I vomit when I approach new people.
Get me the fucking weed!
Or perhaps a softer approach.
It's going to be so awesome when you get me that ecstasy, and we're going to be together.
Even with my psoriasis?
Most important of all, they cannot just give you the drugs. You have to make sure they take money for it.
Just take the pot. I don't want the money. I want to go home.
Take the money or I'll bust your fucking arm!
Or you can try a softer approach.
Take the money or I'll bust your fucking arm!
Now you have the drugs. They have the money. You can perform your righteous duty and remove these psychotic miscreants from the streets. You are also free to seize any money or possessions they have with them, including their parents' car. Did you buy the drugs at their house? That's yours now.
But you were the one who said to get you pod.
I'm going to become sergeant, and you're going to die.
I thought you loved me. Now you've destroyed my family.
Nobody is ever going to love you. Look at your skin.
The psoriasis. I know.
Drug problem solved. Now get out there and happy hunting. Bring in a case or you're done.
This episode of the Final Edition Radio Hour was performed by Jen Dodd, Rob Gordon, Barry Lank, Kevin Janis, John Marshall, and Jeff Chrysler. It was written by Barry Lank, John Marshall, Jen Dodd, Jeff Chrysler, and Tony Hendra, with a special thanks to BrokenWorldNews.com. Be sure to visit thefinaledition.com regularly for more sizzling satire with teeth. The Final Edition Radio Hour was produced by Jeff Chrysler and Tony Hendra, and edited and engineered by Greg Russ. The Final Edition Radio Hour is a production of The Final Edition, LLC, copyright 2013.